is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Clean Origin.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Former President Trump headed into the courthouse in New York this morning as his lawyers resume their defense at his criminal hush money trial.
I'm fighting for 300 million people, and I have no choice. It's not that I like doing this, sitting in an icebox all day for 7, 8, 9 hours. And it's a very cold room, I will tell you that. But I'm doing this because our country needs it.
Testimony could wrap up today unless Mr. Trump decides to take the witness stand, which he is not expected to do. In Iran, funeral services have gotten underway for the president and foreign minister. Correspondent Holly Williams.
Iran's government declared there'll be 5 days of national mourning for President Ebrahim Raisi. He was flying in a Bell 212 helicopter manufactured by an American company when it crashed in the mountains of northern Iran on Sunday. Iran faces chronic shortages of spare parts for aircraft because of sanctions imposed by the U.S. and its allies.
A British man was killed today on a flight from the U.K. to Singapore. The BBC's Theo Leggett.
The plane was a 16-year-old Boeing 777. According to the airline, it encountered severe turbulence en route and diverted to Bangkok, where it arrived roughly 11 and a half hours after departure. The airline confirmed that one person had died in the incident and offered its deepest condolences to their family. It said others had been injured but gave no details.
Have you flown lately? If so, you know what a tight squeeze it's become. CBS's Chris Van Cleve's been following Congress order to the FAA to make sure it hasn't gotten too tight to evacuate safely.
Lawmakers want to know if real-world conditions like crowded cabins and seat size slow evacuations. Airplane seat width is already down as much as 4 inches over the last 30 years to as little as 16 inches wide. And seat pitch, the distance between rows, has shrunk from about 35 inches to 31, and in some cases, as little as 28 inches, allowing airlines to add more seats.
Louisiana Democrats like Roy Duplessis are urging Republican Governor Jeff Landry not to sign a bill that would make the state the first to require public schools to display the Ten Commandments in classrooms.
It's a lawsuit waiting to happen. I believe we're likely going to lose in court. You don't have to be a constitutional scholar to see that this is problematic and it flies in the face of the First Amendment.
Macy's is still missing that old magic. Though it's topped earnings estimates, the retailer reports another decline in sales in the first quarter, citing customers' continued hesitance to spring for discretionary purchases. Sales at both Bloomingdale's and Blue Mercury up. Dow's up 40. This is CBS News.
A 5-carat certified colorless tennis bracelet is just $1,650 at cleanorigin.com. Use code RADIO10 for 10% off. That's cleanorigin.com.
This report is sponsored by Lee's Deli, serving Racine's favorite sandwiches for over 50 years. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A former Racine County Sheriff's deputy will go to trial in January. Preston Kite was in court yesterday for scheduling. He's pleaded not guilty to 40 felony charges, including exposing himself while in uniform and possessing child sex abuse materials. There's a significant severe weather threat today with the possibility of multiple rounds of storms. Those storms are expected to bring high winds, and the most severe of the weather may not arrive until later tonight. The parents of a student allegedly involved in a grooming relationship with a former Kenosha teacher have filed a civil lawsuit against that teacher and the Kenosha Unified School District. Christian Enright was fired 2 weeks ago for the alleged inappropriate relationship. He's been charged with 22 disorderly conduct offenses. A bird tagging event is taking place at the Racine County Courthouse today. A representative of the Peregrine Falcon Recovery Program will band birds that have hatched on the courthouse roof. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The OTAs are underway in Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers offseason workout program with more practices today featuring the rookies and the veterans. Matt LaFleur on what his message was to the first-year players after the draft.
Here are the things that you did really well, and here are the 1 to 2 things that you need to work on in order for you to take your game up to the next level. And then once they accomplish that, we'll find 1 or 2 other things that they need to work on to push them even further.
Baseball, the Brewers led 2-1 on the ninth, ended up losing 3-2 in the 10th inning to the Marlins in Miami. Some wild plays like Christian Yelich stealing home plate from third base in the sixth.
That's a quick 0-2. That one didn't there. Here comes Yelich to the plate, and Yelich is safe at home. Oh, my goodness. And now Ortiz is going to take second base.
Starter Joe Ross headed to the IL after suffering a strained back. Seven different relievers from the bullpen had to be used.
Hats off to our bullpen for what they did tonight.
Mets Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Showers and thunderstorms strike this afternoon and into the evening hours. A good chance of them turning strong to severe, packing large hail, possible tornadoes, heavy downpours leading to flash flooding, frequent lightning, damaging wind gusts. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 57.
Local news timeless says Otis Williams, still the last surviving member of the Temptations. A stormy day, keep your eye on the sky. Here's Jay and the Americans on WRJN.
This magic moment, so different. Sweeter than a wine.
front to Main Street Bridge. Local news and timeless hits.
When they see me coming, but you don't laugh, you just go.
talked, we listened. WRJM local news. Timeless hits. Johnny Rivers rocking pneumonia and the boogie woogie flu. I heard that's going around now. Hey, WRJN, as I mentioned, local news, timeless, and the Brewers. Yes, the Brewers pregame show tonight at 5:05. You know that we are taking on the Marlins, and let's not get beat tonight, guys. I have to change the Brewers to the Bluers. Ooh, did I offend anyone?
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Revolutionize your office space with B&L Office Furniture, your trusted source for top-notch workspace solutions. Welcome back your productivity with a wide selection of sleek and functional furniture, ergonomic chairs, stationary and height-adjustable desks, workstations, everything to create your ideal workspace. Whether it's new or refurbished, their dedicated, friendly, and experienced staff will ensure you find the perfect pieces to suit your style and budget. Your dream office awaits at B&L Office Furniture on 52nd Street in Kenosha, just east of Green Bay Road.
Hey folks, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm going to talk about money mindsets. All right, ever start to like look at your bank account or your credit card statement and then just look away or walk away because it made you feel too anxious? Or maybe like me, you're really self-critical and you say things to yourself like, ugh, how could you spend so much money on eating out? Well, it turns out that beating ourselves up about our money habits is a terrible way to change them. In fact, it can even increase bad money behavior. The most effective thing we can do is to be clear with ourselves and kind. Like, oh man, I spent too much money on eating out again. But you know that I could do better next month. I know I can. So if you want to change your money habits, start with your money mindset. When you fall down, acknowledge what happened, but then pick yourself back up. This is Carrie Joy in your Work Money Minute. For more tips on spending less and making more, head on over to workmoney.org. Take good care.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Yeah.
is the Supremes on WRJN Local News and Timeless Hits. Of that group, of the original group, Diana Ross is the only surviving member.
Hot August night and the leaves hanging down and the grass on the ground smelling sweet. Town and the sound of that good gospel beat. Sits a ragged tent where there ain't no trees, and that gospel group telling you and me it's love, 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 save love, the love's travel and salvation show. Still, and when you'd almost bet you could hear yourself sweat, he walks in. Eyes black as coal, and when he lifts his face, every ear in the place is on him. Starting soft and slow. Take my hand in yours, walk with me this day. In my heart I know I will never stray.
WRJN, local news and timeless hits, and, you know, really great deals. Got a lot of deals on Big Deals Store, especially when you look at this big weekend coming up, and let's take the kids out to eat or something. You can find all sorts of food, merchandise, and services by logging on to WRJN.com and take a look at all of your chances to save at least 30% on our Big Deals tab at WRJN.com.
This report is sponsored by Happy 8 Collectibles, the treasure trove of toys, comics, and more at Gurney Mills. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Amtrak's new Borealis route from the Twin Cities to Chicago starts rolling today with 8 stops in Wisconsin. It's the second daily round-trip passenger train on the route, doubling passenger train service across the state. One-way tickets start at $41 with discounts for many groups. Immigration is a political issue as far north as Wisconsin. Whitewater has become a focal point. City Council President Patrick Singer says immigrants are welcome, but there are challenges.
Wisconsin municipalities are not flush with cash. So our community, and as are many others, dealing with a lot of demand for services without the proper financial resources to be able to provide that.
Singer speaking with Wisconsin Eye. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. The parents of a student allegedly involved in a grooming relationship with a former Kenosha teacher are suing. TMJ4 reports a civil lawsuit has been filed against the teacher, Christian Enright, and the Kenosha Unified School District. Enright was fired 2 weeks ago for the alleged inappropriate relationship. The lawsuit seeking $100 million in damages follows charges filed against Enright. He's facing 22 disorderly conduct offenses. Enright has pleaded not guilty to the charges. It's a 20-year prison sentence for the Racine man found guilty of shooting and killing a 14-year-old 2 years ago. Krishawn Clemens was sentenced yesterday in connection to the fatal shooting in March 2022 that claimed the life of 14-year-old Eugene Henderson. Clemens struck a plea deal with prosecutors, leading to a conviction on a lesser homicide charge and the dismissal of a weapons charge. There's a bird tagging event today in Racine. The courthouse is where a representative of the Peregrine Falcon Recovery Program will conduct business. They'll be banding the Peregrine Falcon chicks that have hatched on the Racine County Courthouse roof. Bird banding is a method used to identify and track birds by putting a little piece of metal or plastic on its leg. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Showers and thunderstorms strike this afternoon and into the evening hours. Good chance of them turning strong to severe, packing large hail, possible tornadoes, heavy downpours leading to flash flooding, frequent lightning, damaging wind gusts. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 58.
I just saw.
WRJN. Local news, timeless hits, and the Four Seasons.
There ain't no good in our goodbyes. True love takes a lot of trying. Oh, I'm crying.
JN Local News and Timeless Hits. Well, here's some of that thunder later tonight. Chance of severe weather this evening. Right now, not too bad. Starting to, it's cloudy, but it's starting to get a little bit warm out there. Here's the Foundation, some WRJN.
What do you build me up? Build me a buttercup, baby. Just to let me down.
Worst of all, you never call, baby, when you say you.
JN Local News, Timeless Hits, and a look at big deals coming up, weather too, right here on WRJN.
As you plan your Memorial Day gathering, be sure to pick up an O&H Danish Bakery Red, White, and Blue Kringle. It has a fabulous filling blend of Door County cherries, smooth cream cheese, and Michigan blueberries. It's a crowd pleaser for sure. And while there, be sure to bring home O&H's oven-fresh brioche buns. They're light and airy, yet rich and buttery, and there's no better destination for your hot off-the-grill burgers, brats, and hot dogs. Have a great Memorial Day gathering with delicious treats from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Shop local, buy local, save big deals.
Hi, I'm Jenny, the manager over at Your Big Deals online store. Did you know that when you shop locally, 83 cents of that dollar stays in town? Local businesses are the lifeblood of our community, and that's why you should shop Your Big Deals online store. Dozens of gift certificates to local businesses, all in one convenient place. Shop local from the convenience of your home or smartphone.
Save on Racine Big Deals at WRJN.com.
Suit up for the $800,000 Sports Car Series at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. April through May, score free play, cash, one of four new Toyota GR86s, or a new Toyota Supra. Play with your club card to earn entries, five times the entries on drawing days, and when the Milwaukee Brewers play at home. Got what it takes, slugger? Only at Pottawatomie. For more details, visit facebig.com/sportscar. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
If it's your turn to host a game, Grandpa's Barbecue suggests you try something different. Put out the perfect barbecue flavor of Grandpa's Barbecue. Add it to your ribs, dip the meatballs, or drench your wings in the original flavor of Grandpa's Barbecue. It isn't too hot or spicy, fruity or smoky or whatever. Grandpa's Barbecue. Available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
WRJN. Young girl, get out of my mind. My love for you is way out of line. Better run, girl, you're much too young, girl. With all the charms of a woman, you've kept the secret of your
sure she wonders where you are. Get out of here before I have the time to change my mind, 'cause I'm afraid we'll go too far. Oh, young girl, get out of my mind. My love for you is way out of line. Better run, girl, you're much too young, girl. Young girl, get out of my mind.
WRJN Local News and Timeless Hits. Chance of severe weather tonight, but we'll keep you updated right here at WRJN. Partly cloudy right now and 61 degrees with Simon and Garfunkel.
Timeless Hits, WRJN.
When the truth is found to be.